This is a book for people who are interested in religious education or interested in the current debate about religious education in schools. How do we make religious education at second level and at primary level an inclusive practice? The question about race and religion and social, personal and the school context for talking about religion. And then some of the authors take up questions such as pluralism and dialogue in religious education in Ireland, share the good news, the National Directive for Catechetics that the Catholic bishops brought out a couple of years ago is the basis of a chapter. And there's also a chapter looking at interreligious education in primary schools into the future. In other words, where we'd acknowledge the different religions and actually make that part of how we teach religion. There's also then chapters from an Educate Together perspective and also one from an atheist perspective. And there's a sense in the book of that not everybody will agree on all issues, but that we should agree on enough that there's a common ground, a mutual ground, I should say, a mutual ground that we can all rest upon. And then a Catholic school may do something one way, an Educate Together school may do something another way, and in the future a non-denominational secular school might do something differently, but that we have a sense that we're talking about issues that are important for everybody, that we have different perspectives, that we recognise the plurality of positions in Ireland today, but that means recognising and honouring the different perspectives rather than pretending that, you know, we can develop a society that doesn't deal with issues to do with spirituality, religion and morality.
And you're also a training religious education teacher, so you're in a particularly privileged position in terms of having some say in what will go on in the religious education classes. What is it that you're suggesting, or what is it that you're suggesting to your teachers that they could participate in, or how could they make their classes more pluralistic?
At Mater Dei, we're training people to be teachers of religion at second level. And the syllabuses that for the junior cert and the leaving cert and the curriculum framework for non-exam and senior cycle, those curriculum are designed in such a way that all pupils of any religion or of no religion can participate. And those teachers are being prepared to address the particular context and the particular students that they have. So they would encourage the Catholic students in their Catholic faith and encourage them to use Catholic examples when you're talking about leadership in religion, when you're talking about prayer life. But they can also encourage the Muslim students and the people who don't have a religion to be involved in a conversation. Now, in primary schools, most of the primary schools are Catholic schools. We're not training the teachers for those schools. They're teachers that have been trained in various colleges across the curriculum at primary. And the important issue there is that those teachers, as part of their preparation, study religious education and also perhaps theology and philosophy and religious studies, and that they also in the future would be able to discern what type of school am I teaching in? What pupils have I got? How interested in religion are they? Sometimes they will be teaching in a Catholic school and there will be certain expectations of prayer and sacraments and preparation for sacraments of initiation, etc. And all of this, different from the past, will have to be negotiated and organised in a way that doesn't presume that everybody is involved.
So it's an overhaul in a way of religious education. It's coming from a perspective of meeting people where they're at and teaching them the religious education that's relevant to them, if I'm to understand you correctly. But I suppose if you've a class of 30 people and you've got five different religions in there, how realistic is that going to be? Or are you, you know, going to end up teaching religion almost as an academic subject rather than as something that maybe would have like a, you know, meaningful or transformative effect on your life?
Well, some of the people who are writing in this book, Towards Mutual Ground, have different suggestions to make in this regard. There are already different types of schools. And for example, in the Educate Together schools, they have an ethical curriculum and they teach about different religions and worldviews. but they don't teach from the perspective of any particular religion. And they can do that then, inviting all people in the class into a discussion in general terms about religious and spiritual and ethical questions. In the Catholic school, the curriculum is being renewed at the moment, and it will, in my understanding, have a clear Catholic basis, but will also be ecumenical in tone and seek to engage the pupils with a sense of interreligious dialogue and dialogue with people of no religion. But one of the things we must remember when we're talking about primary school is that these are primary school children. And so we don't really talk about academic study of religion when we're talking about primary kids. At second level, the teenager is moving towards that more critical, reflective kind of knowing. So at second level, you are helping the critical reflection and engagement in discussion of religions and what religion means to me. And at primary school level, it's more the story of their own life and their family and their community. And so who do they belong to, and the fact that they're cherished in their family and in their school and within their parish or other religious context. So very much the affective and the active participation, as well as some cognitive reflection.